I know that crows have long bills, but that does not mean they have problems paying their bills. However, if you have such a problem, Alyssa Gervan from Norfolk Citizens Advice can offer you some assistance. Sam Elmhurst reads Alyssa's advice.
If you are struggling to pay your bills, there are a number of things you can do to alleviate the pressure, and Citizens Advice is here to help if you are struggling to make ends meet. Are you eligible for benefits or grants? Well, a great first step is to see whether or not you are eligible for benefits or one-off grants to assist you. Benefits can include help with health conditions, help if you are a certain age, help with council tax, and/or help if you are on a low income, and more. These are available from the government as well as charities and local councils and energy suppliers. You may have to meet certain criteria to be eligible for help. You can contact your local Citizens Advice for assistance in checking your eligibility, and you can also search for benefits online. The website Turn to Us has an online benefits calculator and a grants search you can use at turntous.org.uk. Additional hardship grants may be available from charities or local authorities to help if you are struggling due to COVID-19 or with one-off issues such as increased heating costs in the winter or a broken fridge. So what should I pay first? Well, if you're struggling to make all your monthly payments on bills, it is good to know what ones are more urgent than others. And these are called priority and non-priority debts. Priority debts should always be paid first, as there are more serious implications if you do not pay them. Priority debts are things like your rent, utilities, mortgage, council tax, child maintenance, tax, court fines, TV license, and hire purchase agreements. Debts like credit cards, mail orders, and debts to friends and family are still important, but there are less serious implications if you are not able to pay. And if you are at risk of not being able to pay your bills, whether they are priority or non-priority, you should always try to speak to the people to whom you owe the money. They may be able to arrange for a repayment plan or payment breaks or other short-term arrangements. Citizens Advice can help you negotiate these if you need it, and there are a range of useful templates you can use to write to companies on the National Debtline website as well. nationaldebtline.org. And how can I budget? Well, if you have experienced a recent change in income or recent increase in living costs, you may need to rework your budget. In the simplest terms, making a budget means looking at the money you have coming in and the money you are spending and seeing how much you have left over each month. There are a range of online tools that can help you with this. The Money Advice Service has budget calculators and money health checkers and many other tools that can help you save money and know how much money you have. Charities like Citizens Advice and Age UK can also assist you with this if you need help. And if you're already in debt, well, it is important to get help as soon as you can if you are already in debt. And debt can be very overwhelming, but there are a number of charities to offer help for free. Contact Citizens Advice if you need help, or research what you can do on our website, National Debtline, Step Change, or the Money Advice Service for free accredited advice. And you can get help on many subjects by visiting the Citizens Advice website at www.citizensadvice.org.uk, or you can use the new free phone helpline on 0800 144 8848.
Thank you, Sam.